Good morning. This is Shad Marston, Ag Agent, K-State Research and Extension, McPherson County. Today we will be covering some important extension news and reminding everyone about the upcoming events on our extension calendar. But first, for today's Did You Know? That the Kansas Honey Producers Association appreciates K-State Extension agents and all the work that they do across the state for pollinators, including honeybees. The Kansas honey producers are seeing an increase in beekeeping across the state. The Northeastern Kansas Beekeepers Association offers beginning classes associated with beekeeping each year. The first class is Beginning Beekeeping and provides information on biology, acquiring bees, basic diseases, colony growth, and seasonal management. The second class is Year 2 and Beyond, which focuses on topics related to individuals with some beekeeping experience. Topics include why beehives die, making splits and requeening the hive, and extracting honey. For more information about beekeeping, contact us here at the Extension office, or you can call Becky Tipton at 785-484-3710. In our community news, the Mound Ridge Farmers Market will be having an informational meeting April 27th at 7 p.m. at the Mound Ridge Senior Center, 100 North Smith Street in Mound Ridge. Anyone interested in becoming a new vendor, or has been a vendor or a buyer, or is just interested in the local farmers market is welcome. If you have any questions about their market, you can contact Linda at 620-345-2800. In my farming news, corn planting has been started in the county and is expected to be more this next week. Our soil temperatures are around 54 degrees at the 4-inch mark. Please keep a safe distance with the farmers and their heavy equipment as they will be moving from field to field. In my wheat news, wheat streak mosaic is one of the most economically devastating wheat diseases in Kansas and the Great Plains. Plants affected by the disease often have yellow leaves with contrasting yellow, green, and yellow streaks extending toward the base. Wheat streak mosaic develops most rapidly when temperatures are higher than 70 degrees Fahrenheit. Wheat streak mosaic is caused by the wheat streak mosaic virus. The virus is spread by the wheat curl mite, which feeds on wheat and other grasses. The wheat curl mite and wheat streak mosaic virus requires a living host or a green bridge to survive after wheat harvest. Volunteer wheat is primarily the host for the wheat curl mite and the virus during the summer months. In severe cases, wheat streak mosaic causes yield loss of more than 80%. How do we control this? Chemical controls are not an effective way in controlling the wheat curl mite. So timely removal of volunteer wheat and other grassy weeds before planting is the best. Volunteer wheat and other grassy weeds can be killed with a herbicide or with tillage operations. The weeds in the volunteer wheat should be dead and dry for at least 2 weeks before planting the new wheat crop. Avoid early planting also helps. Planting wheat after the Haitian fly free date reduces the risk of the new wheat crop will emerge when the populations of the wheat curl mite are larger and more likely to move to the new locations. In my extension news, the McPherson County Farmers Market is making plans for this year's market. We are looking for vendors to sell their fresh produce, cut flowers, homemade jellies and baked goods, fresh meats, and so much more. The dates of the market are mid-May through October 30th, 2021, and we must follow the rules by the Kansas Department of Agriculture. If you're interested in being a weekly vendor, you can contact us here at the McPherson County Extension Office. For our livestock producers, we now have a vaccination cooler to help aid livestock producers to ensure their vaccines stay at the right temperature during the day and when working cattle or other livestock. You can pick it up for your use at the Extension office. In our Extension calendar, on April 21st at 2 p.m., KSRE is putting on a webinar covering the basics of animal science for animal processing, presented by the State Professors of Animal Science. Call for the link. Our next Master Garden and Friends educational program is scheduled for April 22nd, starting at 7 o'clock here at the Extension Office Meeting Room, with Sarah Graber covering rain gardens. Plan to attend the Master Gardeners and Friends educational program. Again, this is Shad Marston with K-State Research and Extension, and I can be reached at the Extension Office at 620-241-1523 with any of your ag questions. I hope everyone has a safe and good Friday and can spend some time outdoors this weekend.